All right, man. All right. Hey, thanks, everybody, for joining. We're all live, man. Let me see who's on the line with me already. Who's on the line already?
What's up, Jay Rich? What's up, Scott? It's Texas Sam.
Yeah, my man, Texas Sam. What's up, brother? Hey, we're waiting for Scott. We'll get going while we're waiting for him, man. We're already live on. So first, let me thank everybody for joining in live right now, or if you guys are going to be listening on the podcast version. Again, this is Jay Rich. We're going to be talking about the NHL board for Thursday, man. Got a couple of games to hit on, a lot of fun games to hit on. But let me, of course, bring in my man, Texas Sam, killing in the forums. Man, been getting some good information, good plays out for everybody. I know this guy does his homework. Man, glad to have you on again, Tex. What's up, man? How you doing today?
Hey, Jay Rich. First off, thanks for having me, brother. Everything's good. Everything's good. Just really liking your copyright big board tonight. Starting off with, man, I don't know where to start, really.
We're going to go in rotation order. So for the listeners, if you guys are catching in live, first of all, I want you guys, can either tweet me at JRich3000 or you guys can call in. I want you guys bets. If you guys got a question, I'm going to take all that, make it as interactive as possible. Again, a lot of people are shy to do so. If you want to tweet me out a question, we can do it that way also, man. So we're going to just go in rotational order a little bit from game to game at the end. I'm going to give everybody my lines for tomorrow for those of you guys who want to get out early. As I see the Friday night games are already out. Looks like there's going to be a lot of games for tomorrow also. So, Tex, man, let's start it off. We're just going to go from game to game. So we got Carolina going to the Isles here, man. Big game here. I got this rated about even, man. My number came to about 210. Looks like the number's about 200. Half came down somewhat on the goalie information. I know we got a backup goalie in there. Greece going for the Isles, and it looks like Lack. I think Ward, oddly, has been the better goalie. I know we talked about it before. I thought Lack was going to come in and handle business. I don't know if it's the defense in front of him or not, but it looks like Ward has played better. So your thoughts on this game, who's the better goalie? What do you think about the backup goalie for the Isles, man? Big for here and the total sitting at 5.5.
Oh, well, let me start off with basically saying that, you know, with the change of goalies, I mean, it doesn't change my opinion too much. Your lines that you come out with are always really close, Jay Rich. Much props on that. I have some interesting information on the Isles here. And, I mean, with Halleck out of the goal, yes, it does make a difference. But also, remember, this is Carolina's seventh straight road game. So,
yeah,
you know that they're trying to get back home and, you know, get on their home games and start to collect some wins. I mean, there is an exact one-point goal differential per team per game. So, New York Islanders basically are scoring one more goal a game through 10 games already. So, Carolina scoring 1.89 a game, and you got Islanders scoring 2.89 goals per game, but also playing defense as they've killed 21 straight power plays in their last 5 of 6 games in which they also won. So with the fourth-ranked offense, Islanders and Tavares and Okposo, two great guys to watch, I think they're going to give Lack hell tonight, Jay Rich. And, I mean, as far as the goalies, Lack, I think he's up and coming. I liked him better than Miller in Vancouver.
I said the same thing. I don't think he's played as well, but it's early. Let me cut you off for 1 second. Excuse me, just to bring in Scott. Scott just joined in, too, for those of you guys been in the NHL forums for years, man. Scott took last year off, man, but he's been in. He knows his shit. Scott, let me bring you in and say what's up. I know people want to know.
What?
You don't have to go into too much detail, but just tell everybody what you've been up to, man. You've been missed.
Yeah. It's good to be back. First of all, I want to say, coming off a 2-1 night, finally last night, good to be back on the pregame board, on the streaks. And I've been in Costa Rica, in San Jose, Costa Rica, for the last year and a half.
Nice.
And just to let you guys
know. Hey, Scott, there's a big American presence out in Costa Rica, right? It's pretty fun. What do you think? A lot of people out there.
What's that? What's the question?
A lot of Americans out there. There are a lot of Americans going to Costa Rica right now. Just want to get your thoughts on Costa Rica.
Costa Rica is beautiful. By the way, I went and checked out the bookmaker casino. It's not really a casino. What it is, it's an office building. Chris is in there, and all these bookmakers are in San Jose, Costa Rica, and it's just a big office building. They really don't have, like, a casino there. Like, you can't go to Bookmaker Casino in Costa Rica and San Jose. But they have, like, machines in casinos similar to the Canadian ones where you can go play hockey parlays.
Okay. All right, let's get your thoughts, man. I don't know if you and Tex know each other, but you guys can say what's up, man. And let's get your thoughts on Carolina going to the Islanders, man.
What's up, Scott? Good to meet you, bro.
Yeah, nice to meet you too, Tex.
Welcome back.
What part
Costa
of Texas?
Rica.
Hey,
Houston,
thanks,
man. South Texas.
Houston, right on. Houston, yeah, you guys just got a lot of rain, right on. So this Carolina Islander game, I broke this down today when I broke down the card. First of all, I use a five-dot system based on record, goals for, goals against, favored, and if you're at home or not. And I got 4-0 on the Islanders. There's a slight overtrend in this series, and looks like Carolina is slightly better in the series 6-4. I like the Isles. I'm going to put the Isles. I like the Isles puck line plus the 160 I looked at my first look. And I'm going to parlay that with another game we'll probably talk about next.
We've seen Grizzly play well with the Pens, I believe, last year, if I have that correct. What do you expect from him, Scott, tonight? Excuse me. That worry you at all?
What's the player's name?
Greasy, the backup goalie, if I'm saying it correct, Greasy.
Greasy, the backup goalie. I don't have the goals against for him. What I've got is 2.4 goals against for the Islanders and 2.8 for Carolina. So
No problem. You know, and then they played without a lot early on in the season. Reese played well in the Chicago series. I know it was 2-2 going to overtime, and he had a damn good game against St. Louis also. So if that gives you guys a little bit of information there. But let's keep it moving. We got a lot of games to hit to. Want to get all you guys' thoughts on that. I definitely like the Islanders there, man. Not a love line value for myself, but the Canes are an awful team. It seems like the only team they can beat is Detroit. I don't know.
Isn't that funny? You come to Detroit and freaking win.
Scott, let me get your thoughts on that one really quick, because this is the only team Carolina beats. I lost my money once with Detroit and Carolina, and I haven't touched them since. What the hell's going on in that series, man? What were you seeing? I know you watched the game.
Yeah, I watched the Detroit-Carolina game. You're talking about that game, right?
Yeah,
Detroit, they're still finding their identity. You know, we got some big veterans on the defense that are hurt, and we're still finding the identity as a team. You know, 4-4 right now, and a lot of new guys from the Adirondack Red Wings, which is over in Western Michigan. You know, they brought the coach over, Jeff Baschel, Jakob Kindle, Luke Lane Denig, Dustin
Scott, let me ask you specifically, Tex, we're going to get you next with the Buffalo Pitt game. Scott, you want to know?
Well, yeah, Detroit's my favorite team, man. That's my team, man.
Okay. What I'm trying to ask specifically if you guys are seeing anything in the Carolina matchup, because that's the only team Carolina's had success with. Tex, go ahead. What are you seeing specifically?
Well,
that's what I'm trying to find out. Carolina's not a good team. Detroit, go ahead.
Okay, well, let me tell you this real quick. If I told you before the season started that Detroit would be ranked 18th in offense after 10 games with 2.44 goals per game, would you believe me? And Chicago ranked 25th at 2.11 goals per game. Here's the deal, though, on Carolina switching over, is that basically also they're giving up every 1 out of 5 power plays is a goal. So, I mean, they have a penalty kill of 80%. But, I mean, really, 1 out of 5 is a goal. And Cam Ward, I mean, he needs some help on defense. They seem a lot of times to play not to lose, like comparison to football, just running the clock out with the ball. And they're not a very offensive team. Ward can play, but with Lack being in tonight, I don't see much of an upgrade, downgrade. I do see that the Islanders get defenseman Anders Lee back tonight. They should have, Islanders have a decent defense. They've got Hamonic, they got Letty, they got a few other guys that can play. I mean, as far as playing in Brooklyn this year, and playing with Greece. I mean, he did play for the Penguins last year behind Fleury, but, I mean, really he's one of those guys that he's serviceable. I would use that adjective. But I really like the Islanders tonight as well. Like I said, I mean, Carolina's been on seven straight road games. They went 3-3, and basically they're ready to get the hell back home. And so, I mean, I think New York takes pride in their 21 straight penalty kills in their last six games as well. I think Okposo and Tavares lead the way. They win by one or two in red.
Yeah, I'm totally in agreement. Carolina is my lowest rated team right now. They're awful. It just keeps odd that they're beating Detroit. I just don't understand that fucking series right now. Let's bring in my man Bad. Bad has jumped in to the, the discussion.
Bad.
Bad. What's up, man? What's up?
Afternoon, gentlemen.
All right, man. Perfect timing, man. Let's go right to your pins. First of all, congratulations on the Caps win. Good game yesterday, the rivalry game Wednesday night. They got Buffalo coming to town. You guys got the backup in net. We saw a big spike in this number because of, of that situation there. Me personally, I did like the Buffalo puck line about the minus 145 price, but now it's up to minus 160. Don't like that as much. Also took a dab at the team total under on the pins. You guys aren't scoring that much, but it was a big number, 3.5. Not saying you guys' offense is awful, but 3.5, I usually like to take the 3.5s. Both of those numbers are gone. That's my personal opinion on the game. Bad, how do you see it? Buffalo coming to town, back up in net, big number for your pins here.
I actually agree with you on the under 3.5. The scoring just isn't there so far. You have to, you know, you'll continue to ride that wave until it's over. The Pens just aren't putting the puck in the net right now, and that is a high number for this team right now, how they're scoring. And defensively, we're just absolutely solid. So
the defense is great. The defense is great. So, yes. Bad, let me ask you, too. Listening to the broadcast, the discussion is that they're trying to find out their identity. That's what the guys are guessing on the broadcast. They're trying to figure out what's wrong with the offense, and they're saying we're trying to figure out what type of team we're going to be. Are we going to be an offensive team, a mixed team, or a defensive team? What do you think about that? Is that what's going on, or something else is happening in your opinion?
I think that you know, you look at the defense, and we're just really getting healthy. I mean, this defense was solid last year, but with Ole being out for the whole season, and
I got you, Scott. Is you coming back in? Or yeah, Scott, is you? Hello.
Hello.
My fault, man. I can't.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm back in.
Me?
Yeah, I'm back in.
Okay, got
I'm
you.
Here.
Go ahead, Bad. That was my fault. Bad, go ahead and continue. I got you.
No,
Scott.
I'm just
go
saying.
Ahead,
it's just that defensively,
no,
we're finally getting healthy defensively to the point where, you know, you have Mata coming back full time, and Letang full time, and so defensively we're just a solid squad, and Fleury's been playing out his ass so far. I think where they're having problems finding their identity is offensively. They haven't figured out, you know, who's going to work on lines yet. I mean, Dupuis just came back from last year being out the whole season. And I'm not sure if Letang is the same player. I mean, not Letang. Kunitz is the same player he's always been the last few seasons. So I think with the new players coming in and Kessel joining the group, they're not sure what they want to use offensively on their lines just yet. And Sid isn't going to try to over, you know, just Sid isn't going to go out. Isn't the type of player that's going to go out and try to just be a one-man show. He's going to try to make the team better around him. So until they find what lines they're going to use consistently, I think you're going to find this as a defensive team for now. I think it has the ability to adapt and become a more evenly team, but they'll never be – with the defense that they have right now, they're never going to become the offensive team that they once were.
Gotcha. With that being said, where'd you come out on this game?
I actually like the under still. I don't care who's in goal for the Pens right now. Their defense plan shut down D right now. I mean, when they stopped Washington last night, 39 shots on goal. I mean, they certainly had opportunity to score, and they couldn't get it done. And I just think they're playing well right now. They're going to be big. They're going to be very, very, you know, motivated after last night's win in Washington to come back and get another one at home tonight in Pittsburgh. So I like the under.
That was a big. That was a big win. That was a big win for me beating Washington, man. That, and they shut down that potent Washington offense, man. That was huge. Let's get Tech's thoughts on it, man. This Pittsburgh team is playing good defense, man. The fact that their number was lined yesterday, over-under at 5 with Washington coming to town, and now again with Buffalo, man. We're not seeing the 5.5s with Pittsburgh. That's telling you something about this team, man. This is now a defensive club, in my opinion. Tex, what's your thoughts?
Well, you know, I don't have too much thoughts on this Pittsburgh-Buffalo game tonight. However, I'm still trying to figure out, you know, 10 games. I need a little bit larger sample size to figure out exactly what's going on with Pittsburgh. And really, I honestly go to bat if I have any questions on players or anything about Pittsburgh. He's my go-to and fellow Houstonian, knowing all about Pittsburgh. So, really, with Chad Johnson in the goal tonight, it could be a disaster, and Pins could put up some serious points tonight. So, other than that, I really didn't invest as much time. I got a few other plays that I'm really going to unload on tonight.
Listen, we got four people on. If you don't have any thoughts, we'll go to the next one, man. Scott, what's your thought?
Yeah, Buffalo, Pittsburgh. I got this right here on the patented 5-dot Scott from Detroit system. 4-1, Pittsburgh. Reason being, it's also a great under. It's at 4.6 on the math on the under, so I'm right along with Bad on the under in that game. I'm not going to play the Pittsburgh money line or the side in that game. I'm just going to leave that alone. And that's pretty much it in that game right there. Buffalo is not very good against Pittsburgh. I got Pittsburgh here, 8-2, last 10. 11-4 versus Buffalo. So you got to go with Pittsburgh if you're going to, you know, back a money line. That's a lot to give up. You know, you might want to look at the puck line. But I'm going to leave that alone just to go with the under.
There's better games on the card.
That's a couple people like in the under. I think we surprisingly get an under, too, because Pitt is not scoring that well. And Buffalo can play defense. I know we look at it and think that's a shitty team, but they can play deep. Scott, let's stick to you, man. There's a game that I'm interested in, New Jersey going to Philly. These are two even teams. My number came to exactly minus 140. That's what the number is, man. Didn't really get excited on either side, man. I saw some money come in on New Jersey. I think Philly may win this. Again, I didn't play Philly. I kind of leaned to Philly, though, but they've been sporadic, if I can say it that way. New Jersey suddenly scoring somewhat. I think that's more has to do with the people they played. So I'd like to see if they could put up 3 on Philadelphia in regulation. I don't see that happening. I think Philadelphia gets this win, maybe like a 3-1, something like that. But what's your thoughts on this, Scott? Let's go to you first. New Jersey, going to Philly.
Let me say one thing real quick about the last game. I do like Buffalo plus the 1.5 puck line minus the 145. If I was going to play that, I'm thinking about playing that with the Isles puck line plus 160 as a two-pick parlay. But it's funny you brought up the New Jersey-Philly game because I got that highlighted here. I got New Jersey question marks. I got Philly question marks, money line. And then I put topic up here, so I'm glad you brought that up. I wanted to ask you about that because I don't really have a lean either way on New Jersey versus Philly. I do have the 4-0 on the Philly side at home.
Wow.
But, however, you know, there's an undertrend. Philly's 3-2, their last 5. What are we looking at here? New Jersey's got a little money line trend going, too. So I'm not going to mess with that game. I'm going to leave that one alone. Probably not going to watch it. I'll watch the other ones I got some money on.
Yeah, fair enough. I kind of like it, Tex. We'll get to you. I kind of like the Philadelphia's defense a little better here early on. New Jersey, they're going to get it together. Snyder's in net. They got to get their goals down a little bit. That's a little high for right now, but I think in the end they'll be fine defensively, New Jersey also. But right now, I kind of like Philadelphia's defense a little better, New Jersey scoring slightly more, but I think Philadelphia quells that at home, man. I like Simmons is now scoring some goals too. I'm starting to see them score the puck some more also, Philadelphia. What's your thoughts there, Tex? Because, again, I didn't play it, so this is just me with the lean. There's no real value.
What was your line on it, Jay Ritt?
Go ahead.
Did you have a line on it?
Exactly,
what was your?
Yeah, I made exactly minus 140.
Man, I'm telling you, this guy is on point. All right, I'm going to sum up New Jersey and the Flyers pretty quick. Let me start off with Newverth, Michael Newverth, the goalie on New Jersey. He
like
actually
him.
Has
no,
a
no, you
play
me. You
play
me. I thought he was with Philly. Oh, hold on. I thought he was with Philly this year. Do I have that wrong?
What's New Jersey at Philly? Basically, New Berth, he's shown some promise in the goal at just giving up 1.5, just a little over 1.5 goals per game with a 9.47 average. However, he's not in tonight. And you look at two goalies that are in tonight.
That's why you confused me. I was like, Mason's in that.
Right.
Go ahead.
That's where I'll start. I'm just starting off with that. If he was in tonight, that would be my game changer. But now
you got
Schneider and Mason. Last starts combined, 7 goals were given up between the two. And had Neuwirth been in for New Jersey, I mean, I could have possibly leaned New Jersey, but New Jersey's also historically owned Philly, but who hasn't? You know, I mean, I do like Philly at home a little bit. However, you know, once I saw a little bit more into the stats and a little bit into the situation, I decided to invest some more time in another game. But, however, I think 150, was it minus 150 for Philly at home with Mason in the goal, I really don't see value in that. And I know that's one thing that you preach, Ed Rich, is value. So if I don't see value, I'm gonna put my money somewhere else. However, you know, I just think it's bad versus worse. They're pretty even on special teams. I'd say, I mean, I kind of tend to think Jersey's defense has been a little bit better. I mean, you got him.
Let me see if I have your thoughts right. If Neuwirth was in for Philadelphia, you'd be more likely to be playing on Philly as opposed to Mason.
That's what I meant to say. If Neuwirth was in for Philly. And I mean, wasn't he on the Devils last year? If I'm not mistaken, isn't he from New Jersey?
I thought the guy was a hometown kid.
But anyway, he's got a hell of a save percentage. If he was in, he would have swayed me maybe for a one unit play or to put in a parlay, a lottery ticket type deal. But I'm just gonna pass on this one.
Don't feel pressured. You guys don't have it strong. Like, again, I always throw out a lean, man. I kind of lean to Philly here. I have a stronger lean to that first period under there. I'll say that with a little wink, wink. All right, let's go to Colorado, Tampa Bay, man. Tex, we'll stick with you on this one. This game's interesting, man. Let me lean it in, Tex, and I'm going to kick it to you right now. Tampa Bay's coming off a long road trip. Long road trip for Tampa Bay, 4 games off, finally getting home. Some people have a theory. They do not like a team coming home on that initial game. That's some people. I don't know if I prescribe to that, but I've heard that mentioned out there. This is a line that's about right where it was. I made it about 190-ish. It's about 200-ish for Tampa Bay. I think people came in on it a little late. You could have caught the 190 early. 210s are out there now. 200s out there now. I will pass on this. I do kind of like the under, though, however. Big juice on that 5.5. Under, I do think both of these teams can play some D. Not a lot of people like Varlamov. I prefer Berra, but I think Varlamov have gotten better. Tex, so let's kick it to you. What's your thoughts on this one? Colorado going to Tampa. Tampa laying about 200, maybe 210.
First off, all right, I have some things, short, hard-hitting facts I'm going to list off. I'm unloading on Tampa. They've played 7 games on the road. This is their 4th home game. They've played 3 home games. And in their last 2 games on the road, of course, they were shut out. So that's 120 minutes of last year's first-ranked offense without a goal. And Tampa Bay started off 5-0. I mean, they're like Carolina. They've played 7 on the road. They're coming home tonight. They don't seem worried at all from what I saw in press conferences, interviews with some of the key players on Tampa Bay. To be shut out the last 2 games, I think they're going to come – swinging. Bishop played well in the shutouts as well as stopping 22 of 23 in the last matchup. I mean, it's his 10th start of the season tonight in, 10 or 11 games? I think he started every game. However, you look at Varlamov, who I prefer over Berra, actually. He allowed 4 goals last game. He's historically, I mean, he's been around for a while. He did well last year for me. You know, the Avs, they're struggling all around. Patrick was pissed. He had a first mandatory all-team skate, and they haven't had a day off. Tampa Bay also, you know, you go back to those four games that they're played on the road, three of them went to overtime. They're keeping them close. However, they're just not getting them in the net. Just, I think tonight is the night where they will be getting them in the net and past Varlamov. I mean, I think Colorado's under a good deal of pressure. Tampa Bay is 14th in scoring with 2.7 goals a game. Colorado's giving up 3.13. Tampa Bay's giving up 2.5, I believe. And then both special teams are kind of middle of the pack, Colorado at 11 and Tampa Bay at 16, respectively. I believe the last two shutouts skew their offensive stats a good bit, although they do count because they're putting up 5, 4, 3, 4, 5, a lot of goals. I'm unloading on the money line and on regulation for this. I mean, coming home after a hellacious road trip, I understand there are stats, but I think they're going to come home and have fun with it tonight. I think they're going to carve up the Avs, and that's my top play.
Okay. Nice. I like it. Top play for the night, man. Scott, let's get to you again. I'm not sure that I prescribe to that theory with the team coming home. I just know it's out there. Last thing I'll say about Tampa, I need them to start scoring. Yeah, they've been on the road for four games. Usually we see their defense is what lacks, not the scoring. And I'm going off last year. So I'm slightly worried about that, although they did score four on Nashville and three in regulation on Winnipeg, Chicago, St. Louis, mm-hmm. Two tough teams. They got shut out twice. So I'm worried a little bit about that, but let's see. They should be getting some people healthy there, Scott. Let's see if they can score at home. I think they win, too, also here. No question at all. I'm not on Colorado in any shape or form. I just didn't jump on the play. What about you, Scott?
Yeah, I like Tampa Bay. That's the closest arena to where I live here in beautiful land in Southwest Florida. So I go up there and see Tampa Bay, especially when they play the Red Wings. I'll be up there next year when the Red Wings come down. I like Tampa Bay in the spots. I've got them 5-0. Colorado has nothing. There's a slight underpinning in this, but there is one thing on a trend, and that's Colorado 7-2 versus Tampa Bay. Throw that in there. I'm not messing with the side. Tampa Bay's 2-2 their last four. Colorado's, 1-4? Don't like the total. I got it at 5-3. It's at 5.5. This game right here, Tampa Bay will probably, you know, skate to a nice, easy win, I think, but I don't have my money on it tonight.
Okay, fair enough. Let's keep it rolling then. Let's go to Chicago, Winnipeg. Keep it just in rotational order there, man. Chicago and Winnipeg here. Listen, man, another line. What's going on, Winnipeg? Winnipeg's not getting their just due. And look, I had Winnipeg the other night with L.A. I lost that. It's a 4-1 loss. Really, that's a 2-1 loss. And you get two empty netters really at the end. But regardless, they didn't come to play. They didn't score. What Winnipeg oddly has been doing is playing better offense than defense, oddly enough. So, again, we got another low line here. To be honest, my line comes to 160. Now, no one's going to be in love with that number. You're not going to ever have shit. They're never going to put Chicago. You're just not going to see it. It's early, so I'm not in love with that number, but it's enough where I should be on Winnipeg. I'm going to tell you guys the only reason I did not is because I'm heartbroken off the last loss. I needed them to score. They did not score in L.A., and now they're coming with Chicago. If nothing else, Chicago's playing good defense. If nothing else, they're going to play D. Chicago's not going to score a lot. That tells you another play you probably should be on is the under. So I'm telling you, Winnipeg's a good look here because of the number. Because of the number. Only reason I'm not on it is because of the loss to L.A. I should be on it again tonight. If this game was being played 2 days ago, I would be on this play. I'm just not. I should be. When they win, I'll just be mad that I didn't play it. Scott, let's go to you first. Chicago going to Winnipeg. Your thoughts first, man.
Okay, first of all, I want to ask you a question. On the totals, are we going to do a separate segment on totals, or when I do my breakdown?
Hit it. Yeah. Any of the games, if you like the total instead, hit the totals too. We'll give you a couple of minutes if we finish to hit the other games. And matter of fact, just tell me right now, the four games, Carolina, Buffalo, New Jersey, Colorado, did you like the totals in any of those?
Yes, I do. Here's the totals I like tonight, and I'm playing them. I got Habs and Oilers over 5. I like the Ducks and the Blues over, the Jets and Chicago over the 5, and Vancouver and Dallas over the 5.5. Reason being,
okay, I thought you said you like the Buffalo Pitt under. Did I get you wrong?
The Buffalo Pitt has an under trend. Yes, it is trending under.
Gotcha.
But I don't know. I really like overs. What I do is I pick my overs when there's a big card like this, and I do it off the math. You know, goals for, goals against. I look at the trends a little bit to see how they are head to head, what the scores were, and so I like the overs on the last four games on the card actually, and that other under on Pitt, on Buffalo Pittsburgh, I'm not going to mess with. As far as the game goes, we're on Tampa Bay. What are we on? We're on
Chicago-Winnipeg. Chicago-Winnipeg.
Okay, yep. Chicago-Winnipeg. I put something over here with the Jets. I said little value with the Jets at -115. So I think we were on the same mind frame with that when you were talking earlier, Jay Rich. However, I like Chicago and actually like the over in this game, but I like Chicago on the money line all day on this game. On the dot system, it's only two dots to three dots. Winnipeg's got the three and Chicago's got the two. But Chicago's on a money line trend, 6-4 and 4-1 the last 10 and 5 games respectively. So I'm a Chicago backer on the money line tonight in that game.
Okay. All right, great. How about you, Tex?
Okay, this is another one. This is my third game I'm going to unload on as well on Winnipeg. Just let them hang. Here's my rationale. Okay, first off, Chicago has peeled off four straight wins, and now they're going on a back-to-back. Also, one point in Chicago's favor, the rebirth and resurrection of Corey Crawford. What happened to this guy last year versus this year? He's playing really well, as they've only given up, Chicago's only given up, 16 goals, 9 less than Winnipeg this year. However, Winnipeg is on its 6th and final game of the long homestand. They're going to take advantage before they jump on the plane to go to Columbus.
A shitty homestand.
Winnipeg has lost 3 of its last 4. But, however, you know, they started off real hot, but I think they get the W tonight as, I mean, they're the 7th best-ranked offense, 3.22 goals per game, 8th-ranked special teams, and scoring on a little over 23% of their power play goals. Chicago is back on the road, so then they're going they got a back-to-back. So, I mean, they also have an interesting fact that they're 17th ranked special teams, 6 out of 35 on power play goal chances for 17.1%. That is worse than Columbus, Edmonton, and Colorado. Chicago, like I said, has only allowed 16 goals, playing great D. They have, overall 935 save percentage. But Winnipeg has Hutchinson in tonight, who I prefer over Pavlicek. Hutchinson, three and 0 this year on the starts, somewhere north of 930 on the save percentage, and he played well last year. I remember you were a big proponent of him last year, Jay Rich, for a bit, and I think Winnipeg at home. I mean, they're gonna take Chicago out, I believe so. According with the stats, I mean, they're both top 10 in the penalty kill. I was gonna lean under on this one, but also Winnipeg at -110, -115. I'm not going to lay as much as I am on Tampa Bay or the Isles. If the Isles were in, I would probably make them 4-star just like Tampa Bay. But I'm going to do this for a 3-star on Winnipeg before they hit the road, get one more W after losing 3 of their last 4. Let Hutchinson shine and shut these boys down tonight. Chicago, the household name, of course, like you said, they'll always be a little bit skewed as far as their value. I see it. But other than that, give me Winnipeg all day in this situation.
You know, I like two things you said. Well, one, Hutchinson, and I think a lot of people, you see the backup goalie, and you think it's you shouldn't play him, but yeah. Man, Tex, man, following me last year, man, no doubt about it. There was a good stretch where I thought he should be number one. Right. I thought they should sit Pavs ass down. But, you read all the headlines. You read what's going on. They got a lot of money tied in the Pav. They want to protect his feelings. There was a couple of games. Matter of fact, I'm going to go ahead and play this game, man. I remember last year, there was two games of Winnipeg going to Chicago Right, I didn't play it because of some weird reason. They took it. They took it to Chicago. Matter of fact, they went to Chicago and beat them down when Chicago was actually scoring, given the fact that now they are not. So I'm actually going to play this. Those of you guys who are already on my package, man, listen, I had to cut out something. There's nothing – no one likes to get a 10, 12-play fucking package, man. So I had to cut out some plays. So if you're listening now, I'm telling people on the show that I'm going to play this. You know, you just got to take me for apologies and let me – just to say it, sorry, man. I had to cut out something, but you got to play this, man. The number
hey,
is you're
just
not going to get
spread it around. Well, I'll make money. I'll make money. It's good for everybody.
Right. Absolutely, man. So let's keep it rolling, man. Let's go to the next one, Tex. We're going to start with you again. Let me get the early thoughts out, though. And I'm going to St. Louis. Here's another low line. You guys remember the Anaheim-Dallas game. That was a great game, huh? Adeline comes out. Firing, Dallas Cup storms back. Might get my early check for game of the year so far, man. That was a really fun game. That line was extremely low, man. You're getting Dallas about -144 for a while. Jumped up late to about 172. Folks, I think we're seeing the same thing here. If the Dallas line was low, this fucking line is going to be low. So unless you're going to give me some intangible stuff about mental preparedness, losing the Dallas game, fighting for the coach, some other BS, there's no reason why the St. Louis line should be low. I talked about Allen last game. I needed to see something from him. He gave me what I needed to see, a consistent 60-minute stretch. He played well before in one period or the other, but he hadn't put together a full game. I saw a full game to him. I have some more faith in him. St. Louis should be the play. I'll entertain some Anaheim mental bullshit, but I really don't think that's what you should be playing. At the plus one ever. If you're going to be on Anaheim, you need to wait until you're getting a better number. If you're only getting +130 or some bullshit like that for Anaheim right now, I think you're taking a low number. The play right now is St. Louis. I actually gave out to my folks there, St. Louis, on the puck line. I think they gave it to Anaheim. Anaheim still can't score. Tex, your thoughts.
Man, Jay Rich, after hearing that, you just made me want to put a little bit more on Anaheim, man. I actually got Anaheim +130 and 135. Sprinkle a little bit on both, and I got them on the reverse regulation line. They've only won one game this year, and yeah, they were a great team last year, but they have no D. My thing is Allen. He has almost proven to me why he should be a constant first goalie and what have you. However, here's my concern with St. Louis. Even though they're playing at home, they're missing Shattenkirk, they're missing Stastny, they're missing Schumer and Berglund. They won't,
A lot of injuries, you're right.
Shattenkirk's not, it's early in the season, he won't return till 110%. So the thing is that, Anaheim, it's like the broken clock's right twice a day. Every dog has its day. And this is more of a gut feeling play. After I was on Dallas, and I thought I chalked it up as a loss until I checked my account and then realized that Anaheim had shit the bed. But I think Anaheim's going to go ahead and just have a freak game where they're going to hit them. And I think they're going to win in regulation. So, I'm not putting a lot on it, but I figure why not just for fun? They can't lose them all. Shit. I mean, Dallas scored in the last 2 minutes to seal the deal, but here's the deal. Last game, but I don't know. It's more of a, just for fun, but I do like Anaheim. I think they have a great chance to pull it off tonight. I really do.
Okay. All right, let's go to Scott. And Scott, man, listen, what Tex is saying there, not a lot of people got to feel that same sentiment, man. This team, eventually Anaheim has got to get it turned around. We don't think they're going to stay like this for the whole damn year. Getzlaf's still out. I'll mention that. Getzlaf is still out. Excuse me. But, the funny thing is the offense. And Scott, you played, man. So let me ask you, too, because we're seeing the Pens trouble scoring, Anaheim trouble scoring, Calgary until last game trouble scoring. What's up with the off? Is the offense harder to get going? We know about this in football and in other sports. Is it harder to get your offense going, or are you seeing something else? Tactically, what are you seeing with these teams that are struggling offensively that have the players It's not like Buffalo or Edmonton or something like this. Anaheim's got the horses. What the hell's going on? What have you seen in your experience playing the sport?
In my experience playing the sport, to start out a game, you know, you got some of these teams that I'm looking at in the NHL, and they're getting off to sluggish starts. You know, they're making bad decisions about where they're passing the puck, you know, a lot of dump-ins and stuff like that, which you can't stand to watch as a hockey fan. I like to skate it down.
Is that coaching,
you know what I mean?
Scott?
Is that coaching, Scott?
Sorry to interrupt. I just really want to understand how this works. Is that coaching or is that players? You're saying they're missing, they're not making good passes, they're getting to sluggish starts. Is that coaching or is that just the players not doing what executing correctly, in your opinion?
Yeah, it's just the players not executing correctly, Jay Rich.
Okay.
You know, it's not the coaching at all. But what I like to do is I'm a right winger. I like to skate the puck down, get it in the offensive zone, and then pass it around. I don't like all this circle around five times behind the goalie and their defensive end and set this pass up that's long. That didn't
you
work,
hate the
know.
Dump. You hate the dump in, Scott. Huh? I remember it a couple of years ago. You hate the dump
yep.
in.
I hate the dump in. That's just like giving them the puck. Right. You know what I mean? Here, skate it out.
Yeah.
You know? Stupid. But, anyway, on this game on Anaheim St. Louis, on the dot system, I got a 4-1 being St. Louis in favor there. There's no under and over trends in this game. It's mathed out at a 535, and I see it's at a even 5. The Ducks, for you, Texas Sam, you got the Ducks are 8-1-1 versus St. Louis. And St. Louis is 1-4 in their last 5. So, you know, you got that in favor. However, I do like St. Louis. These last 3 games, what I'm going to do is I'm going to do a money line 3-pick triple play parlay, and one of the picks is going to be St. Louis on the money line.
Okay, go.
Fair enough, man. And let me shout out to Texas, too,
good
man. Listen, I saw that, too. I saw that, too. Anna has been consistently taking care of St. Louis. And again, man, maybe on the road, they've been toughies. This is going to stop. It looked like Dallas. Big, big play on Dallas, and Dallas came back. So, you know, at any time, that Anaheim can remember that they're Anaheim. All right, we've got a couple more games to hit to. I got somebody on the line, 570 air code. I'll get you in a second. I might have somebody else calling in. We got Vancouver going to Dallas. Another big game there, man. Scott, I'm going to go to you first. Dallas, where am I line? This came to 153. If I wanted to, I can go Dallas as 166. This is hovering around 145, 150-ish there. You can see some small, tiny value with Dallas. Hey, man, this is Vancouver's team day. I'm going to say it, and please let me say this correctly. I'm not going to say it. I called for it. I put money on Vancouver winning and beating Montreal, but I said I thought it would happen. I thought it would happen. I don't get full credit. I'm going to take half credit because I didn't put my money on it, but I did put it out there in the farm. I think Vancouver's playing good defense, and this is tough for me to say. I don't like this team. I don't like the Canucks. I can't even tell you why. I don't like them.
I think... me neither, or the Stars. Yeah,
what is it? I mean, yeah, the Stars too. I think because they get slurped up every year and they don't fulfill the promise. I really can't tell you why. I was loving the fact.
I'll tell you why. Because they got good weave in Vancouver and they can buy it right at the storefront.
We got better. It's better down in Houston, man.
Is that what it is, man? You know, hey, Cali guys always gonna have a step up on y'all. And so listen, we got a big line. There's only three games that are totaled at 5.5. So, one, that's interesting. Dallas obviously is hot offensively. Vancouver scored a lot of goals last game, but they're not an offensive team. They're getting it done with defense. So, let's see them, similar to the Washington Pens game, let's see if Vancouver can quell the Stars offensively. I didn't see a 3.5 come out with the Stars every game. You could have got them under 3.5. Mostly you're going to be losing money if you play that every time. But my point is, they didn't get the 3.5, only the Stars over under 2.5 today. To me, that's interesting. I think this game goes under if Vancouver can play some defense, but I didn't play this game anyway. Scott, what's your thoughts on the game, side or total?
Yeah, I like on this game, I'm going to go ahead and I already told you what my totals were earlier, so I'm going to go ahead and tell you who I'm playing on the money line in this game. You got Vancouver at Dallas. Dallas has got 4-1. You've got an overtrend in this series and overtrend overall with both teams. Dallas on the money line is also a trend. 2 straight up versus Vancouver. I'm a Dallas backer on the money line as part of that 3-pick parlay.
All right, my man. All right, sweet. Let's finish it out with Tex. I'm sorry, Tex. What do you think on this game, man? Big Dallas. Dallas coming in with a lot of love coming off that Anaheim game. I'm surprised this line hasn't run. That's another interesting thing. This line has not moved. This line has not moved. So interested in your thoughts, where you come out on it, Tex. What's your notes on this game?
Oh, man, as much as I hate the Canucks, I know that they got that big win versus Montreal. They made Carey Price look pretty bad, but, you know, they're going to come down south or to North Oklahoma, shall I say, and they're going to knock off Dallas. Because here's the deal, and this is what threw me off, you know, just reading in between the lines of the Dallas coach. I constantly hear him talking about, we want to establish to be a tough home team, changing some lines, you know. It's like, man, you're either tough or you're not, you know what I mean? You either have, you know, some guys that will bring it to you or not, you know. There's nothing you can practice on having nuts. But at the same time, Dallas has not lost at home. They're, I don't recall if Naimi or Leitinen is starting tonight. But Ryan Miller, Ryan Miller, he sucks, man. But at the same time, you know, I'm not making a big play. I do one unit on the two least liked teams in the NHL. I mean, no disrespect. It's just personal preference. I'm a diehard Red Wings fan because we don't have Houston hockey, you know. But at the same time, here's the deal, too. I think Vancouver, they got some good, psychologically, you know, they knocked off Montreal. They're, you know, coming down to Dallas, hey, let's knock them off too. I mean, it's not that easy, but I think the pressure's on Dallas.
Two of the best teams in the league, man. Vancouver can do it. There's some thought out there,
Dallas is great, man. I love their improvements. I love what they've done in the offseason, but – you know, I just don't think they're going to do it tonight. And Vancouver seems relaxed when they're playing Montreal. They didn't seem very pressured. They know they suck, and they just play their game and, you know, hope that it comes out favorable. But, you know, the Vancouver's – I'm going to play them a little bit just to get some positive money going in a parlay, maybe, you know, just a one-unit type deal. If I had to play one or two of the dogs, I would take Anaheim. But – you know, I'm going to play them both. However, Dallas is 7-2. I mean, what's their center? Jamie Benn, that man, guy's a monster. They changed up their lines. They put Patrick Sharp on the second line with Spezza and, I can't pronounce hockey like I can soccer, Nishimko. But Dallas has won 6 of their last 7. And let's let Vancouver come in, be the relaxed team, and knock them off. But not a big play, more for fun and to beef up a parlay. Put a little bit on them, but, you know, let's keep it rolling.
Fair enough. We got one more game to hit, and then we got Sleepy J, man. Sleepy J's going to jump on and talk about the Thursday night football game. If you guys are listening again, I'm Jay Rich, man. You're on with Scott and my man Texas Sam, and we're breaking down the NHL card. One more game to hit. Then we'll get Sleepy J to make you some money in this Thursday night football game. You know, Tex, man, this game still, I think this might be the game of the night to watch, man. It's not, I don't think it's the sexiest. I'm not sure if it's the sexiest game out there. Maybe that Chicago-Winnipeg, maybe the New Jersey-Winnipeg, New Jersey-Philadelphia game. But this one's going to be interesting just because, man, Dallas is fucking exciting to watch. Ben is a monster. Damn, that dude's big. He's angry. He's always fighting with people,
and he
gets the dirty. He does the dirty shit. That's what I love this sport, man. You know, like Scott played this sport. I didn't watch. I didn't play this. Well, I'm in California.
Yeah, you get a felony for this shit that they do, man. If you do it in the street, you know, but you can do it in 2 minutes instead of 2 years. You know, that's what I love.
Scott, man. Scott, tell how hard is that, man? The things he does. He plays down. He gets in the circle and he sits there and he fights with people to get pucks, and he can do the skill stuff. So how good is this Ben guy, man? He's dope. I just like watching him because he's big, mean, and he has skill. Usually you like Crosby with skill, and then you're not big and tough. Ben seems to have both.
Finesse and strength.
Yeah.
And
that's awesome. Yeah. That's what sets hockey apart from any other sport, you know. You still got the fights. You know what I mean? You got refs getting freaking nailed with pucks. You know, dudes going down, taking face shots, blood, you stitch them up, come back out the next period. Hockey, there's nothing like hockey, man. Hockey's fast. And I hope to get a lot of pregamers into hockey and start wagering on hockey from this show
yeah.
and just in general because it's a great sport to watch. Are we breaking down
the
game, Jared, or what?
Yeah, no doubt. The form is beefing up, man. The form is beefing up every
yeah.
year. Every year we're seeing more and more people participating daily into the form. So no doubt about it, man. It's growing. And we get people asking questions. Text, I see you get questions there. People are interested. They just need to learn about it. This one, for me, personally, the same thing. I got on it because I was interested that the total always stayed the same. 5.5, 5. That was just interesting. I was like, you could get an edge either way if the total is always the fucking same. This could be interesting, and that's what initially got me interested. All right, fellas, let's round out, get the last game going, man. We'll save some time for Slippy J at the end, man. We got Montreal here in Edmonton. Montreal going to Edmonton. Montreal coming off the loss to Vancouver. I believe they're on the short Western Canadian trip, meaning I think they only have 2 games here. I'll double-check that. I don't think they have Calgary because I think Calgary is on a road trip. I'll see if I have that correct. Montreal coming into Edmonton. My number came to 167. My number came to Montreal 167 on the road. And that's if I wanted to make it as high as possible, as high as possible. Could have made it 146, but the number could have went all the way to 167. This one comes out, I'm seeing right now, about 150, so not too crazy. You may look at this line and think it's too odd. I don't think so. I like Edmonton. I want to look for chances to play on this Oilers team. I like the way they're playing. I like my man, whose name I can't pronounce, coming from San Jose, the coach. I like what he's doing. This team's trying to do it first with defense. So that's interesting. Scott, let's go to you first. I like the way they put this Oilers team. Tell me first. Let me ask you specifically, Scott. What do you think about what the Oilers are trying to do? Do you think they have a shot to be in the playoff race? And make sure I'm clear. Not make the playoffs. Do you think they have a shot to be a team we're talking about late to be in the playoff race? And then secondarily, what do you think about this game, 150, and the total only at 5?
Yeah, Edmonton does have what it takes. I'd love to see them get back to the old Wayne Gretzky, Yari Curry days. They got Etchell, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, they got Etchell, so they got to get him.
Scott, I don't even know. I said no. No, they got McDavid.
Yeah,
McDavid.
Okay, they got McDavid. Etchell went somewhere else. Anyway, they got the new kid, McDavid. So, yeah, they got what it takes to get it going. You know, they got a good coach, and I think they do have what it takes. However, on the other hand, Montreal, wow, the Habs, man,
yeah.
They rule the freaking whole northern freaking American hockey,
great.
Everything,
great.
Man. They just rule. They're the Habs. I got them 4-1. Montreal scoring 3.6 goals a game, giving up only 2.3. However, here's another thing, though, just on trends. Oilers are 7-2-1 versus Montreal. Also, I found a 9-3 where they're against Montreal. Montreal's 3-10 versus the Oilers. Montreal is 4-1 their last 5 and 1-3 with the Oilers their last
5. Wow.
So,
Scott, hold on. Let me make sure.
Go ahead.
The Oilers have the head-to-head matchup in the numbers?
Yeah, Oilers are 7-2-1 versus Montreal. And then I found another stat. They're 9-3 against Montreal and another similar freaking trend.
Wow. Okay.
That's solid. I didn't.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So my pick for this game, I'm going to
go ahead and take, just to
finish out the money line 3
yeah.
pick triple play parlay. We're going to put Montreal, the Habs, on there as the 3rd pick on that parlay right
okay.
there on the money line.
Bucking the trend.
Mm-hmm. I got to look at my math, man.
Good stat.
My science, when I look at my science, science goes. Trends are good to look at, and I can find 100 trends for every game. But, you know, I got to go with my science, and I like Montreal and Canada. I don't care where they're playing in Canada.
You know, Scott, I like that, man. I like that. I wish sometimes, and it's hard for me, man, I wish sometimes I trust my numbers a little bit more. It's really, really tough, man. I mean, when you see something like, again, Winnipeg, Chicago, and I tell you my number comes to 160 there with Winnipeg, it's just it's hard to trust it multiple days, especially when you lose. I have Buffalo and Edmonton with huge value game to game. It's tough to play those and give them out to people. And people are like, come on, man, you're giving me Buffalo again? You know, we just had them. They got our ass. So it's tough, man. So props to you for sticking with your number. Sam, let me take it to you. Let me say this with Montreal. Let me do this publicly. Let me go ahead and eat the crow.
Yes, sir.
Let me go and eat the crow. Habs have came out on fire. A 4-0 up there on Twitter. I'm asking people to take bets. Come at me. Come talk to me about this Habs team. I didn't think they were going to be to score. I this is amazing. They're the number one offense. They're like number two, three, depending on where you are. I got them second in goals per first in 5-on-5. This is the amazing part to me. Texas team is scoring. I thought we all knew the defense was going to be there. And to be honest, I thought the defense might take a step just because Price was so damn good last year. He was so good. Like, how could it be fucking amazing
right again?
Take just
right. Well, Montreal was on the road. Y'all remember Montreal on the road last year? I mean, it was like day and night. It was a fade on the road.
They played tough teams. They played Pittsburgh. They played Pittsburgh, man. They play. I don't have their schedule in front of me, but I looked through it. They had tough road games to start, and this team has blown it away. So let me first of all say I was completely wrong, although no one took me up on the bet, by the way. I told anybody, come at me if you think they're going to be better than 500 in September or October. Nobody came at me. I still got to eat the
Man, Jay Rich, your lines are on point, man. Have some more confidence in yourself, bro.
I know,
started noticing them back 2 years ago, and I was like, what is this guy got to Back to the Future, coming Almanac of the Future or whatever? I was where's your sources at? I'm serious, man. No, I wish I could do that shit, bro.
No, listen, I started putting up the numbers because unlike baseball, hockey doesn't have as many numbers. I mean, listen, man, all these guys are the fucking possession stats. Go to hell with that shit, man. There's like 12 numbers that matter in this sport, bro. And so once I figured out that, no, man, you can make a line that's consistent. That's what gave me a lot of confidence. But anyway, go ahead, man. What's your thoughts on the Habs or this game? And same question like I asked Scott. What do you think about the Oilers? Look, this is a team that's trying to be like the Flames last year and jump up into that discussion. Can they do it? What do you think? What have you seen from them this year? And what do you think about this game?
All right, I'm going to tell you the X factor for the Oilers this year is going to be Cam Talbot. And if he can play like he did as an apprentice for Lundqvist. I'll tell you what, Montreal on the road last year saved my ass, man. A couple times on Sundays after having horrible weeks and just blowing it. But, I mean, this year they're consistent. That's what's scary is, I mean, you look at Pacioretty, you look at Pekanic, man, these guys, they come together. They're very cohesive. They've been playing together for a while, like the Red Wings, how like Nyquist and some of the younger guys came up and won the minors. You know, they have a cohesive unit. However, the Oilers, they just need more time together, more time. You know, besides having awesome hand-eye coordination to put the puck in the net, you have to be an Olympic skater. You have to be a hell of an athlete. Hockey is – you have to be great at everything, basically, physically, you know. And the thing is that I'm going to pass on this one. I could take Montreal and be okay with it. I could take Edmonton and be okay with it. It's just I believe that this team, Edmonton, has a new energy to it. I mean, you see the stadium, and it's all like Bobby Orr and Gretzky jerseys, you know, how they'd be worn there. It's all McDavid, man. Like, this guy, his kid can play, and, you know, they've got a couple pieces around him and let him keep playing a little bit more and find their identity. But,
you tell me if I'm wrong. I'm here, maybe the little baby Oilers. Like Scott used to say, the baby Red Wings, the baby Oilers are a little scaring you off of
I don't want to put them on the same level as the Wings, man. I just wish they'd get that suit back, man. That guy, talk about Olympic skater.
Year.
Oh, my God. That guy's he's one of my favorites to watch. But, no, I see that trend and analogy that you're saying. I'd rather unload on those other games I mentioned. However, you know, I think it'll be exciting to watch, and it's Talbot can play decent, and I believe Price is in again, or is it Mike Condon? Okay, well, then I would lean under, honestly, on this one because, I mean, for many reasons at that. But really, I don't have a play on this one, but I would like to see Edmonton just come out and really put together a strong effort.
I won't be shocked. I won't be shocked. Look, you're only getting – it's a magic – you're only getting plus 129, plus 130-ish on the Oilers at home against the best team in the league. And this line's lined at 5. So if it's going to be a defensive game, who's going to be the better goalie? Obviously, Price. If Talbot can shut him down, keep the Habs under two, you got a chance. You got a chance. So anyway, man, again, I wanted to get it out there.
Okay, Rick,
Go ahead, Scott, jump in.
Talbot be the goalie he is right now if he had been behind Carey Lehtonen and not studied behind Lundqvist?
No. Yeah.
Exactly.
And Scott,
so
listen, man, you can speak. Scott, you can even just speak to that more, man. Right? You got to get Talbot something being behind the King. That's got to count for something. Obviously, he needs the skill, but that's got to count for something. Like what Tech, I don't think he'd be the same if he was a backup somewhere else. We saw Scrivens. We saw Scrivens with the Oilers, and he didn't get it done. He was behind Quick, however, so I don't know what to do with that. Maybe Talbot's just better. I'm not sure.
Yeah, you're talking about the goalie? He'd be good anywhere, but, Price is money, man. He's a great goalie.
Can he repeat that, Scott? Well, let me close. Can he repeat what he does? Like, is that repeatable? He's had an amazing season. He can. Okay.
Yeah, he can do it. I just wish they'd keep Jimmy Howard in goal for the Red Wings, man. You know, this Masaryk kid, he's coming out of the goal. He's going nuts. You know, he gave up some goals the other night against Carolina. I couldn't freaking believe I was watching. But it's good to talk to another Red Wings fan.
I didn't know Texas was a Red Green fan also, man. I could talk about that team forever. Look, I fell in love. I had a mini crush on them. We had a twist. It was a tryst. It was like one of those HBO Showtime movies. It was a weekend go away I had with the Red Green. I was in love. This was the best team in the league. I don't know what the hell's going on.
Nyquist shot in overtime against Florida, Carolina. Guy goes around the goal three times, I believe, to his backhand. I mean, I would have been dizzy as hell. I wouldn't have been able to see the goal. And he puts it right in. Puts it right in from
Scott. Let me ask. Maybe text those too. Scott, let me ask. Who's injured right now? Is Zetterberg out? Who else is out, man? I don't think it's the injury.
All right, here's the injury
report.
Here's the injury report. Okay, we got Datsyuk, Brad Richards. We've got Mike Green is out currently, and
Abdelkader's not 100.
Yeah.
Abdelkader's not.
That's
not
what I got right
now.
Those are the main players that are out right now.
Listen, and you guys are okay.
Oh,
listen,
Johan
Franzen.
Stat-wise,
it's middle of the road.
Franzen's
out. Okay.
Yeah.
Stat-wise, middle of the road. I think I came in like a movie. I came in with such high expectations. And those two fucking Carolina games are like thorn in my side. I can't figure those two games out. Otherwise, they played well. Even the Calgary game, you know, so what about that? That's no big deal. Carolina games, I just can't figure out, man. So look for the Detroit team. If they going, hey, fellas, let's look at it this way. Maybe we can get some value on them going forward. Last question I'll ask. Two things I'll ask you guys. And let me get out. And let me get to my boy Sleepy talks about some football. Two questions I'm going to ask both of you guys. One, I want to get your best bet for tonight. The best, number one, if I'm listening right now, what play do you guys think is the best way to make me some cash tonight? I want to thank everybody for listening, first of all. And two, who's the number one there in Detroit, man? Is it Masaryk or is it Howard? Scott, let's go to you first, man. Close it up. Who should be the goalie and your best bet? And then we'll go to you, Sam.
Are you going to do best bet on NHL? Because I also had some NFL plays, too, unless you want me to wait.
If you got a
wait
Thursday, Scott, if you got a Thursday play, hold that, and we'll talk football with Sleepy J in a second. Hold off on that. We'll talk Sleepy with football in a second. Go ahead with the NHL best bet first.
Okay, with the NHL best bet, this is what I like tonight, being the best bet. I'm going to go with an overplay. And I'm going to go ahead and take, let's see which one of my four overs I think is the strongest. I'm going to go the last game. I'm going to go Montreal-Edmonton. Montreal putting up a lot of goals tonight. And Edmonton picking up a couple.
I kind of like that one. I'm surprised that one's at five, man. I do expect a little bit more better defense out of the Oilers, but in the end, Montreal should be able to put up three. All right, how about you? And Scott, how about the goalie in Detroit? Who should be the number one? I kind of like Howard, but I want to hear your opinion because you guys know that team.
Howard's a better goalie. He's got more experience. He's more.
Should he be number one? Should he be number
he,
one?
He should be number one. He definitely should be number one. I think if you look at the numbers, he is number one. And he's got better goal presence. You know, he's been with the guys. I like Howard. I would definitely keep Howard because Mazurek, he's just a little too wiry.
I kind of like Mazurek there, but I don't know. That's why I'm asking you guys. Texas, go to you. Best bet, and who should be the goalie in Detroit?
Okay, I'm going to give it in this perspective. Basically, depending on who the opponent is, I mean, for Detroit, basically, Howard, I don't know why.
No, don't tell me.
Too damn
no,
much.
I'm not
going
to give you.
I'll give Mrazek. Get him the start.
Yeah.
Don't make him sit like an Aaron Rodgers, man, and let him get in there and see if he can do it. Get Detroit, Carey Price, and I'll take anybody's odds that they win the cup. Speaking to best bet, if you want to lay the juice, I'm laying the juice with my largest wager of the season on Tampa Bay. Also, I'm going to take half of that and put it on the regulation. If you're looking for a lower juice game, but also equally, I mean, not quite equally, I would say Winnipeg and Islanders, I would say.
You can't give all your plays, Sam. You can't give a best bet five plays. Give me your best play, brother.
I hardly ever like this many plays. Best bet?
Your best one. Number one on the board.
Okay, Lightning, money line, and Reg.
Okay, Reg. Regulation. My man, I got to nail you down. Somebody doesn't like hockey, they're not going to play three plays. They just want to play one. My man, hey, man, listen, this was fun. This was fun. We're going to do this again, man. Scott will bring you on, man. I'm glad you're back, bro. Scott knows his shit.
Yeah.
You guys are checking out Scott from Detroit, no doubt, man.
Hey, keep me off of football.
We'll do it again, fella.
I appreciate you. I'm going to go ahead and take off, man. I appreciate you. Scott. Thanks, Jay Rich. Keep posting those future lines, man. I'm anxious to see how those work out. Thanks for your time. Thanks for having me on.
Hey,
best of luck, guys. Catch
me. Hey, Tex, before you jump
off. All right, peace out, Tex. Nice meeting you, bro.
Nice meeting you, too, bro. That'd be easy.
Tex, you still there?
Yo, yeah.
Yo, you're on Twitter? Do you have a Twitter account?
Man, I don't have any social media, never have.
My man is off the grid. Text is a terrible.
Off the grid. I'm on pregame, and I'm on Jay Rich Blogspot Radio.
No doubt.
Trying
to
make some money, man. All right, y'all be
no
easy.
No problem, man.
Take
see you
care.
All right,
peace out, bro.
All right, man. We'll close that out, man. We'll bring in Sleepy J, man, if you're on. I got you in line here, too. I got your last mic. Just to wrap that up, man, that was fun talking to Scott, man, about the NFL, or NHL, excuse me. Let's go ahead and transition to the Thursday night game, man. I want to bring in my man Sleepy J. We got Scott going to hold on the line. Scott, we'll get your thoughts, too. But let me first get on Sleepy J. He's been holding for a while. Thanks for holding, Sleepy J. It's Thursday night. It's football time. This is America's pastime now. It has surpassed baseball. This is the sport everyone's watching tonight. We got Miami going to the Pats. Big number. I'm looking at a live line of 8 right now. Let me also bring up the total because I know Sleepy J's a total player also. I'm looking at 51.5, lined at 8. Sleepy, my first inclination is to go try and take that Miami 8. I just don't trust them, man. I think they're playing better. However, I do hear the stats about New England over a touchdown, not always as good of a bet as they are under a touchdown, Sleepy. So give us some numbers, give us some stats. What's your opinion? How can I make some money tonight?
First things first, I think you got to take a look at, you know, who Miami played, actually. I mean, they haven't really played anybody when they actually picked up a win. I mean, it looked sluggish first week against Miami, and the second week was really when it really came out and we said, oh, man, this team doesn't really look as good as we expected. Then the third week, I mean, it was pretty much we drew the conclusion that they just weren't going to be that good. Obviously, the coaching situation was bad news. They got rid of him. Then they bring in Campbell, and they get 2 wins, but they're not against really good teams. So, you got to wonder what kind of an effort you're going to get out of them tonight. My gut feeling is that they're probably really going to try to run the ball more than anything. If anybody's watched, you know, the Miami offense go ahead and try to go out there and play football, Tannehill is really a disaster. I mean, he's missing guys left and right.
Right.
Lost the pocket. I would not put the ball in his hands to go ahead and try to beat New England. I would try to create turnovers, hopefully you get some good, you know, penalty calls in your favor, and really just try to run the rock as much as possible and keep Brady on the sideline. Now, and you flip it over and you take a look at the Patriots, we know that they score 30 points a game, but they're coming off a game against the Jets where, you know, that Jets defense is pretty tough, pretty rough, injuries, some injuries for the Patriots. I don't think the Patriots are probably just going to go out there and try to blow the doors off Miami, because I think that defense for Miami will be, you know, really on they might play their best game of the year, and we might not actually even know it because of the scoreboard. But I think Miami will probably try to run the ball, try to keep Brady on the sideline. Yeah. I actually like the under in that one at 51.5. I think that's a great number. We're over that key number of 51, which is huge. So up on the under in that game. I don't really particularly like a side. It has backdoor written all over it, you know, that's sitting there at an 8, 8.5 line. There are some nines out there if you go and you look at maybe like 5 dimes or something. But I'm strong on the under. I really like the under in this one today. I could see somewhere, you know, maybe one of those 27-13 type of games, or maybe like a 24-13 with the potential of a backdoor wide open for Miami.
Man, Sleepy, I agree with you, man. I jumped on the Jets Patriots under. I want to say that was 48.5. I lost that one there. I thought that'd be a defensive game also. They end up scoring a lot of points. The Patriots just decided that, a big reason why that didn't happen. Obviously, they scored points. But the fact that the Patriots abandoned the run completely had a lot to do with it, because there wasn't top clock running out after every play. So maybe that had to have a lot to do with it. I won't say that I was just wrong there. I'm definitely wrong. I came out on the wrong side. I didn't get the play. But I believe that had a lot to do with it. Let me ask you this. Do you expect them, again, this is just an opinion, I guess you expect the Patriots to change that up? Miami just saw that. I can't imagine they'd do the same thing. And let me ask you a second question. What do you think about the Miami defense? Has that seemed to be the actual change? You mentioned Tannehill. You mentioned Miller's going to run some. I know they're going to run the board more. I think the change might actually be the lasting change might be that defense with Miami. I expect them to play a little bit better. What do you think about that Miami defense? What do you think about the Patriots game plan?
Well, I think that New England definitely has to establish some type of a run game, and I'm sure that they know that. It would probably come against one of the weaker opponents. I mean, they're not going to go ahead and try to establish their run game and reintroduce it against a key marquee team that can actually probably beat them. I don't think that Miami is going to really intimidate New England much. So I think New England probably looks to run the ball tonight. That's another reason why I'm actually on the under, for that specific reason that you just mentioned. So I do think that Miami's defense, more than anything, it's, you know, they were out there a lot because of Tannehill. You know, it was 3 and out, 3 and out, 3 and out. And they were struggling. You know, there was just I imagine wasn't really all that put together, early on in the year, and there was probably maybe some turmoil. After a couple wins now, they got the defensive head coach. He's probably been good to them as much as possible, and they look like they're playing pretty good football. I mean, last week, I mean, in the first half, I mean, they absolutely smoked Houston. So I think that defense will step up here. I think they'll probably dial up as much pressure as they possibly can to get after Brady. And when he does go back and drop back to pass, and that might actually just push New England to go ahead and run the ball as much as possible. So, I do think that Miami's defense is getting better. I think they step up. There's definitely some better morale with them, obviously, with some wins under their belt. And the way that they won those games, you can point first, I think, to the defense. A lot of people think Tannehill, but I don't see him having a good game tonight as far as Tannehill. But the Miami defense will keep him in it. I think New England will probably run the ball and try to reestablish it. And that's another big reason why I really like the under. I think I can't find the only real reason I can come up and say bet the over is because New England scores 30 points a game, and that's just not a reliable analysis for me to give out and say, you know, they're going to score a bunch of points. You know, I can't use that.
Yeah, I'm with you, man. Scott, let's get your thoughts on it, man. You're coming in to Scott. Scott from Detroit, man. We're on with Jay Rich, my man Sleepy J. Scott, man. Scott, your thoughts on the NFL slide, man? We usually get you for the NHL. I didn't know you liked the football, man. Your thoughts on it? Give us your opinion.
Oh, in all actuality, I've been handicapping more NFL this preseason and this season than I have the NHL. Okay. I just picked up the NHL about a week ago and started capping and betting on that. So right now, the NFL is my strong suit. Went 10-4 last week, ATS. And had a bunch of other good weeks before that. But this game right here, Miami at New England, My line in this game is New England minus 7 with the 50 being the total. You know, you got New England at home last game. They beat Miami 41-13. They're scoring 31 points. Miami's only scoring 24, so there's your 7. On the total on this game, I have to disagree a little bit with Sleepy J, respectfully, but they're New England's 4-1-1 their last six games this year and this season already. And I'm going to go ahead and take New England, and I'm going to buy down to -7 and take it over 50, buy down the half. You can get it at Grande or Caesars, but my bookmaker account has it as that as well. So I'm going to put 100 each on those and do a two-pick parlay together, $100 play as well. That's what I like on tonight's game.
And listen, look, 51's one of the key numbers, man. So you've learned that, 51 being the key is maybe of all, maybe 40, 47 might be a different number there, mm-hmm. as far as being a key number to look at there. I'm starting to see stations just went to 52. So that's interesting, Sleep, man. Here's the thing, man, on these primetime games, man, see, we've been seeing a lot of overs go on these primetime games, especially last year, Sleep. What have you been seeing in the trend? Sleep, I'll get back to you. We've been seeing on the trend as far as the totals are concerned. And lastly, I'm going to give both of you guys' thoughts, too, on this. This may be the question everyone's asking. What do you really believe in Man Campbell? Everybody's called him Man Campbell. What do you guys think this coaching change has been, Sleep? Is this something really that's different? Are you seeing something that's actually going to be able to stay constant? I mentioned maybe I think the defense may stay constant. Do you really think this is a big change that's going to be able to propel them to win big games like this? They won against Jacksonville and won against Houston. So I can kind of poo-poo those, Sleepy, but maybe there's an actual change going on. So what's your opinion on that also too, Sleepy?
Yeah, I think he's probably, you know, brought a different type of attitude. Obviously, a big guy, you know, big defensive kind of guy. But, you know, he could be a big teddy bear at the same time and maybe a player too. You know, two kind of different personality kind of things. And maybe they enjoy, you know, having a tough, hard coach, but a guy that you can go to, you know, when you have issues. I think maybe, you know, and just taking it off the football field, you know, maybe he's a guy that, you know, that's just one for the team. And, you know, he's a cool guy to go ahead and talk to. He seems like he's got the players rallied up, which is huge. I mean, obviously the last coach, you know, we're not in the locker room when it comes to actual coaching. So we don't really know how good Philbin was with his players. We don't know how he ran his practices. We don't know anything about, you know, how the team morale was with him. Obviously, you know, nothing worked there with him. And we've seen a big drastic turnaround with Campbell. So obviously the players are responding because they came out. And even though it was Tennessee, the defense stepped up huge in that game. I mean, they only had one sack on the year, and I think in, like, what, 5 games? Then they turn around, they end up sacking the quarterback 6 times in one game. They win the game, they go up, you know, where a lot of teams just don't play well, and they go and absolutely smash Houston. And, you know, and a lot of the talk that we're hearing is, you know, about the coach with the team. You know, this team's doing good, the coach is doing good. So they have to be feeling well as a solid group and a solid unit. I think the team morale's built up, and it probably comes from a hard-nosed kind of guy, you know, trying to get his players motivated. But at the same time, I have a gut feeling he's probably a big teddy bear, and the players actually like that because they feel they could probably go to him with any kind of an issue or a situation, you know, when it comes to off the field. So I think he's doing pretty good. You can't take anything away from him. What was the other question that you had?
Yeah, not as important, man. Not as important. I was talking about just over the 51, how key 51 is. I mean, as far as the numbers concerned, you're seeing 51, 51 and a half. There's some 52s out there. Just 51 being a key number as far as the total's concerned.
Yeah, that 51's huge. That's one of your bigger numbers when it comes to total. So, you know, that number, like you said, has gone up to 52. There could be guys just, you know, fucking down a couple bucks here to try to get it up as much as possible if it's, you know, respected money. But that number probably won't stay at 52. I imagine that number comes back down. Now, it was at 51. I believe it was last night somewhere around 8 or 9 o'clock. And I was wondering if it was going to be up to 51 and a half, and it hadn't. And this morning it actually had dropped down to 50 and a half. So I was wondering if the sharp guys actually came in. I mean, obviously, I mean, the public came early this morning. Probably jumping on it now. So that's probably public money pushing that over. But like I said, you know, I do like the under.
All right, man. Hey, listen, let me thank both of you guys, man. I got to cut it off. We got to get out of here. Let's run. Scott from Detroit, man, we'll check you out in the forest, man. I'll bring you on. If you know your football, I didn't know. We'll go in and I'll bring you on talk some football later on in the week also, too, man. It's SleepyJPregame.com. Check out his pro page there. I'm sure Sleepy has got to play for the Thursday night game and for college, by the way. We already talked a little bit of college. You guys checked out on the forum. We already have a college show already up. Straight up, I'll tell you guys, I jumped on the Pittsburgh +2 based on what we talked about in the show. So I like Pittsburgh +2 based on what the guys talked about yesterday in the show, man. Scott and Sleepy, man, thanks for jumping on, fellas. We'll do this again.
All right, for sure. Thanks for having me on, Jay Rich, and good luck tonight and all your selections. And I'll be following you on Twitter, bro.
All right, brother.
Hey, Sleepy Jay, nice to meet you, too. Nice to hear